Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. After making sure that Kitty and Kolo are not watching him, Doc Beard descends to the basement of his home. He enters a tunnel through a secret opening in the foundation wall. There, he changes into a shabby, mud-stained suit and becomes J7, traitor and saboteur. After traversing 2 miles of tunnel, J7 emerges into a cave in the midst of the jungle. There he finds Pedro awaiting him with an account of his unsuccessful search for Jungle Jim. J7, in a frenzy of anger, drives Pedro once more in a final hunt for Jim. In the meantime, however, the natives have traced Jungle Jim to the mouth of the cave and rush in to tell J7 and Pedro that Jim is somewhere in the cave. J7 orders the outside entrance guarded and an immediate search for Jim, who, lurking just inside the cave to which he has trailed Pedro, freezes back against the wall as he hears footsteps approaching the cave opening. He's caught between two fires.
Search every passage of this tunnel! Look at every corner!
Yes, sir, Master.
He's somewhere in this cave. Find him!
Yes, sir, we find him.
He's walked right into our hands this time, and we mustn't lose him.
Yes, Master, we catch him now. Our hunters are on guard at mouth of cave. He cannot get out again. And the others in here will find him.
You, Pedro, light more torches.
Si.
Join the others. Find that man and bring him down to my room below.
Yes, Master, we find him. We find him pretty soon now.
We go back.
Boy, oh, boy.
Hey, guys.
What are we doing?
That was a close shave. You're right on top of me, then. I've got to get out of here right now. They'll be back this way with flaming torches in a minute, and they'll spot me for sure. There's only one way. I've got to make a run for it. I'm back out there in the open. One chance in 100, but I got to take it, even if I have to shoot my way out.
Dozen of you against one man, and you can't hold him. He gets away from
Mother,
you.
We do our best, Master, but the gringo surprises. He begins shooting. My men do not have guns.
Don't stand there giving any excuses. Take the rest of your men who are wounded and find that man.
Yeah.
Don't come back until you do.
Si,
you
si,
hear
master.
Me?
Yes, si,
that
si.
Man is dangerous. He must be caught.
Si, Master.
Now go find him. Bring him back, or I'll beat you within an inch of your life.
Si, Master, Mama.
Gosh, Kolo, is it good to see you again?
Mm.
I've had those Indians on my trail for 2 days and nights. Oh, I am dead for sleep. I haven't been able to rest for a minute.
Now, Kolo here. Tuan Jim, sleep. Kolo, stand guard.
All right, Kolo. I'll take advantage of that offer later. But first, I want to hear all the news. How's Kitty behaving?
Mrs. St. John be good now. Have no one talk with. Doc Beard go away. Tell us he go to see plantation. Come back same day. But he go 3 day, not come back.
Where do you think he went, Kolo?
Kolo not know. Be very funny thing, Tuan. Kolo keep watch. See where Doc Beard go. But I not see him leave house. When I ask Mrs. St. John, she say, he's gone.
And you kept a close watch on the house and didn't see him leaving, huh? I wonder if he could have a... Oh, no. That's impossible.
What Tuan Jim think?
I was thinking about a cave or a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Colo, I finally found the secret hideout of the saboteurs. It's in a big cave in the mountains due west of here.
You find man there? Man you come here get?
I think so, Colo. I trailed an Indian named Pedro, who worked with the saboteur. He had a date to meet the saboteur in the cave. I trailed him into the cave and got a look at the man. But I didn't know the other Indians had trailed me into the cave. They came rushing in and sounded the alarm and nearly caught me. They chased me around in the cave until they had me trapped. Then I took a wild chance and shot my way out. It sure was a narrow escape.
Saboteur be bad man. Maybe it better Colo stay with you now.
No, Colo. I've got more important work for you to do now. As soon as I've snatched a couple of hours sleep while you stand guard, I want you to go back to Doc Beard's place and keep your eyes open. You know, I think your hunch is right. This Doc Beard may be working hand in hand with the man we're after.
Tuan Jim think this man come to see Doc Beard?
He may, yes. I got a fairly good look at him by the light of the torches in that cave.
What he look like, Tuan?
Oh, he's a thin, wiry little man with close-cropped gray hair, his mustache, and Van Dyke beard. He wears very thick, heavy glasses.
Let not be your man, Tuan.
What?
That man be Doc Beard.
Wait a minute, Colo. You mean that description I've given you fits this Doc Beard?
Yes, Tuan, Colo, sure.
Then that's who I saw in the cave. Doc Beard and not the J7, the saboteur after. Well, we're sure of one thing now, Colo. This Doc Beard is not a friendly plantation owner, but an ally working with the saboteurs.
Colo hunch be right then, Tuan?
Yes, sirree, Colo. And we've got to report that to Colonel Barrett, the Army Intelligence. You'll have to do that, Colo.
Yes, Tuan.
And it's more important than ever now that you stick very close to Doc Beard's place. Keep your eyes open day and night. Watch for visitors. Maybe you can get a look at this J7 we're after.
I do. What you do now, Tuan?
I'm going to take another chance in that cave. But this time, Colo, I'm going to do it at night. I've got to get in that cave and look around. The whole secret of this case, Colo, is locked up in that cave.
While the faithful Colo stands guard, Jim gets a much-needed rest. Thoroughly refreshed, Jim starts back in the direction of the cave, while Colo returns to Doc Beard's plantation and, acting on Jim's instructions, tells Kitty of their discovery.
That is the most amazing thing I ever heard of. That nice, kindly old man is really working with the saboteurs we're after. Well, he completely fooled me. Oh, I suppose I owe you an apology, Colo, for being so rude when you try to warn me.
No, that'd be all right, Mrs. St. John.
Well, I'll never doubt you again. But tell me, how is Jim? When are we going to see him?
Not for a long time yet. Tuan Jim go back to cave. I meet him again in jungle in 4 moons.
And in the meantime, we've got to stay here and keep a close watch on Doc Beard. What if anything should happen to Jim?
I have papers, a report, to give to Colonel Barrett of Army Intelligence. If something happened to Colo, you make report.
I see. But there's one thing that puzzles me, Colo. You say that when Doc Beard left on his trip, you were watching him closely and didn't see him leave the house. Well, where and how did he get away?
Colo not know for sure, but have idea.
What is it, Colo?
Tuan Jim give Colo idea. Maybe there be cave or secret tunnel under house.
Why, of course. That would explain how he disappeared without you seeing him. Suppose we try to find out before Doc Bear gets back. I could do it.
How you mean, Mrs. St. John?
First, let me go in the house and see what the servants are doing, and if they aren't around, I could let you in the side door. The door leading down to the basement is just down the hall. We could slip quickly and quietly, take a look around, come right up.
This be good time. Servants take sleep in afternoon. We go now.
All right. I'll go in the house and make sure that the coast is clear. You walk around the outside and make sure no one is about, and I'll meet you at the side door. It's all right, Kuru. We're safe. The servants are having their siesta. Here's the door that leads to the cellar steps. It's pretty dark. Do you suppose it's all right to light a match?
Yes, Kolo do. Wait.
There. Well, that's better.
Be careful now.
Oh. Look. Here's another door. Let's see where this leads to.
Watch.
This is the cellar. It's dug right out of the solid rock.
Look, over there on wall.
Why, it's the clothes Doc Beard was wearing.
He
must have changed them down here. Look at that big heavy door over there.
That may be door lead to tunnel. Let us see.
Size of the lock on it. Try it. See if it opens. You were right, Kolo. Oh, look down there. A long tunnel. Shall we explore it?
No, not be good to go down now.
All right, Kolo. But at least we've learned part of Doc Beard's secret. Kolo, why did you blow out the match?
Quick. See, way down in tunnel, light come. We go back. Quick. Close door. Hurry.
Yes. Now, light a match again so that we can find the door that leads to the stairs.
Yes, Mrs. St. John.
Let's hurry, Kolo. We've got to get out and back upstairs. Kolo. Kolo, this door. It won't open.
No.
Something has happened.
It be locked. No, open.
We're trapped. Locked in.
As Kitty and Kolo try frantically to open the door, the plodding footsteps of the sinister J7 come nearer and nearer. What will happen when he finds Kitty and Kolo trapped in the cellar? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in. Yeah.